The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting program. We're teaching today on redeemed from sickness. Now, I'm saying that the believers, you and I, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and a believer, you have been redeemed from sickness. God does not want any of us to be sick. Praise the Lord. Now, what happens sometimes is we have gotten a mindset of having a bunch of treatments, you know, and eventually getting better. But remember this, God is now. With God, there is no time. He has no past, no present, nor future. He is now. I mean, now with God is just like 50 million years from now. It is all now because he has no time. Now, I know that's kind of tough for your mind to digest because we've been programmed in time. But if you're a believer, we can operate in faith, and faith is always now. See, according to his word, he says you are healed. He didn't say you're going to be healed. That's not in the Bible. He says you are healed. So let's get our faith together by saying what God says and see faith deliver us from any sickness or disease that may come into our lives. Get your Bibles, pencils and papers ready. Get ready to take some good notes. Now, let's go into it. It's called Redeemed from Sickness.
The thing that the enemy don't want you to know is that words are the thing that's backing all of this. Words are the things that you need to get control of. Words are the things that make everything happen. Words are the thing that govern this planet. I said words. Look what it said in verse 10. For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that what? Rest. Lest any man fall after the same example, come on, of unbelief. What was the difference between Caleb and Joshua and the rest of those leaders? Words. Who entered into the promised land? Caleb and Joshua. What happened to the rest of that bunch? They died out. What was the difference? Words. Your labor is not a physical labor. Now, I'm not telling you don't go to work, but your labor is in the Word. Spend time in the Word. When you do and meditate His Word, it will change the image inside of you. You will get a new image of who you are, whose you are, what you have, and how to get it. And then you'll start speaking some stuff. You'll believe and speak. Am I coming through here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, he taught us how to talk. So he taught us, the enemy tried to teach us to talk in future. Now, that's religion. Religion always tried to keep you in the future. But with God, there is no past, present, or future. There is only now. God is referred to as the eternal. That means he has no beginning. He has no end. And he has no time. So God has no birthdays.
Come on, Pastor.
A 50 billion years is just like a day. man a day is just like 50 million years because he ain't got no time.
Come on.
So when you're going to deal with God, you're going to deal with God on his terms and not on yours. So he says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe. Come on now. When you pray, believe. When you pray, believe. It didn't say when you pray, feel. It just said believe. But when am I going to believe? Now, when I what? Pray. The moment I pray, God is in the now, and he answers the prayer only now. He can't answer it later because he ain't got no later. He can only answer it now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, when he answers it first in the spirit right away. And that answer you have to believe you receive. I didn't say feel you receive. I didn't say know you receive. I didn't say look and see if you receive. I said just believe and you shall have it. So notice what it's doing. It's coming from the unseen realm into the seen realm. But if you just believe you receive, you shall have. Now, don't let the devil talk you out of the point between the believe you receive and there it is. You got to stay with it. Hold fast the confession of your faith without wavering, for he who promised it is faithful to do it. Now, let me show you one more thing. What blocks a lot of people out is something called condemnation. The enemy tries to remind you of your past. Are you ready? Look one more time at Isaiah chapter 43, please. All right. Let's look at this. Now, are you with me? So I can't talk in time because there is no time. When I want a promise from God, I got to get it into the now. If I don't get it into the now, it's not in faith. And if it's not in faith, I'll never receive it. I can be laying up there sick and confessing the word for I don't know how long, but unless I put it into the now, and I got to say it's in the now. I got religion never gives a time. Religion always says someday. That's when you know you got a hold of religion. Are you following what I'm saying? It ain't no someday, it's when I say. You're going to get so good with your faith until you're going to be able to peg it. You're going to say, hey, he'll be here tomorrow afternoon about 4:35. Coming down Roosevelt Road. Didn't Jesus say, hey, go out there to the fish's mouth and pull the first fish you get up to? He could have said the second fish, the third fish, the fourth fish, but he said the first fish. When he said the first fish had to go. Y'all see, y'all looking at me kind of strange now. Y'all ain't doing me right. All right, okay. Let's look at this. Now, this is not something for the faint-hearted. See, because you're trying to just miss hell when you die. We ain't talking to them people. We're talking to people who want to go further and get back to healing, get back to deliverance, get back to children, get back to so forth and so on. All right? Now, the devil, he stole something from every one of us, you know, really. Am I right about it? I'm getting my stuff back. I don't know about you. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake, and I'll not remember your sins. Now, who said that?
God.
All right, somebody said, well, Pastor, that's in the Old Testament. Let's go to the New. Come on over to Hebrews, please. Come on over to Hebrews. Let's go over to Hebrews and Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. These are your promises now. If the devil's got you remembering your past, you're not partaking of your promises yet. If your past is condemning you, You're not partaking of your promises. Look what he said in Hebrews. Let me know when you get there. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and what? Iniquities. Come on. I'll remember no more. Now that's for you. All right. Let's turn to 1 John, which is the next book over, or a couple of three books over. 1 John, 1 John, little John, about the end of the book, right where Revelation is. Let me know when you get there. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, because that woman said all is well, what happened to her child? Anybody remember? He could raise her up. See, it's according to your words. She could have said, the boy's graveyard dead. I'm telling you, the devil stole something else from me. And that'll been it. That'd been it, folks. Now, I'm teaching something now that you're not going to get in the mainline denomination of church because they ain't going to teach this because folks will get up and walk out. And when they walk out, you know, I hope they'll come back. But the point of it is a lot of people don't want to hear this. See, we redeemed from poverty, redeemed from sickness, redeemed from death. All right. Now, watch this. Stay with me. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to do what? Cleanse us from all what? Unrighteousness. All right. Now, remember what we said. The devil tries to bring up our past. What he is saying here is that if we confess our sins, he is faithful to forgive them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It said in Isaiah 43, he will forgive us and forget it. So now, our confession is after we have confessed that sin, that I have never done wrong. All right, y'all didn't get me that. Y'all. Well, y'all ain't treating me right now. Now, when you confess it, that word forgiveness in the Greek has to do with purging or cleansing. It's expunged from his records and expunged from your life. And God treats you like you never did wrong. So you are saying, I have never done wrong. Now, I want to show you two places. Now, just stay here. You say, well, Pastor, why is that so important? Because unrighteousness, unworthiness, guilt, shame brings a weakness in your spirit where you cannot stand until your prayer is manifest. Whereas you cannot resist temptation and sin. See, you're not resisting him in your mind because the devil will defeat your mind just like that. Your resistance comes from your spirit. It's a shield of faith. But faith comes where? Out of your spirit, and it comes by what? The word of God. The word of God in your spirit produces faith, which is strength to resist. Natural food comes into your mouth, into your body, produces strength to do work naturally. But spiritual strength comes from the word of God in your spirit that does a number on it when you mix it, and it resists the devil. Resist the devil. Are you following what I'm saying? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, this is for somebody in here. This is for you. I said, this is for you. When are you going to believe you receive?
Now.
When you what?
Pray.
So the moment you pray, you're going to what?
Receive.
I said, you're going to believe you receive when?
Now.
Now. Right when you pray. Now, are you going to physically see it necessarily? Nope. Are you going to feel any relax in the pain right away? Nope. But what do? You stay with that word. You stand on that word. You thank God for that word. You confess that word. Father, I thank you. Don't say, I'm healed. Say, I believe I've received my healing. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. Now notice what Paul said. We have wronged no man. Now who is this talking now? The Apostle Paul. What did Paul do to Christians? He hauled them off to jail, had some of them committed to being tortured and killed. No, notice what he just said. I've wronged nobody. I said, once you confess your sins, you have a right to say, I have never done wrong. Come on, I have never said, I have never done wrong. Come on, say it again. I have never done wrong. Come on, say it again. I have never done wrong. Come on, say it again. I have never done wrong. Come on, say it again. I have never done wrong. Now go over to Luke chapter 15. This is the last one. Now, if you say that enough, you're going to build in your spirit that you have never done wrong. And if you build that in your spirit, all weakness of your spirit will leave. Now you're going to be strong in your spirit.
Yes.
You're going to dominate Satan. You become his master. Yes. You'll tell him exactly what to do. You'll be speaking to storms. Yes. You'll be bold as a lion.
Yes.
You'll get answered prayer just like that. You can pray for the sick and they will recover.
Yes.
I was over at Tony Brazelton's church in Virginia or in Maryland. And here I was preaching, and I was preaching on the kingdom of God, but I was preaching on us as ambassadors, that we have something in us that the world doesn't have, and that once we become into ambassador status in the kingdom, now we have the ability to override time, that the world is locked in time. They have to wait on things to happen, but we don't. We can override time and make them happen right now. So then I called for people to get saved. Only one person came up to get saved, and she had a broken arm. She came up, arm in sling, broken arm. I said, all right. I said, I prayed the prayer of faith for her. She got born again. But see, that's not all. Don't leave your other part of your inheritance. I said, what's wrong with your arm? She said, I broke it. She said, I had surgery on it and so forth and so on. And she couldn't even lift it. I said, all right, let's pray for it. Now, understand, I don't have to go through no long prayer. I don't have to go through no, I don't have to hope that God heard me. I don't have to do all of that, because this is part of what you're supposed to do. So I took her and put one on her hand, the other one on the back of that thing. And I said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Now, once I said that and released my faith, it was done. Now, once it's done, I ain't gonna look and think about it may not be done. Oh, I hope it's done. It is done. And I said, all right, lift your hand. She started crying. Then she took everything off and took everything off, moving her hand. I mean, how long you gonna be slack? When you going to get the rest of your inheritance? How long are you going to let this mess go on in your household? How long are you going to let the devil dog your mind out at night about something that you're afraid of? How long are you going to let him do that? He's occupying your land, and get him off. Luke chapter 15. Glory to God. Luke chapter 15. Notice what it says over here. This is a story of the prodigal son. Somebody say prodigal son. This is the story of a prodigal son, and this is when the prodigal son took the money, went away to a far country, spent it all, he was so forth and so on, broke. And then verse 20 says, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to the father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight, I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Say, if I confess my sins. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his finger, a hand, shoes on his feet, bring hither a fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and make merry. Now, what am I doing when I kill that fatted calf? Come on. What am I doing when I kill a calf? What's going to flow when I cut the calf? Blood's going to flow. What kind of covenant am I cutting now? I'm cutting a new covenant. Do you see what I'm saying? He cut a covenant with it. And once he did that and cut that covenant, that blood flow, it cleansed everything. And so notice what he did. He took the son back and treated the son just like, come on, he never did it. God's going to treat you just like you never did it. You say you don't know what I've done, Pastor. He's about to treat you just like you never did it.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, we're talking about reality of redemption, meaning that we've been redeemed. Now we have to make it real in our lives. And one of the things we've been redeemed from is sickness, that we don't have to be sick. And so God has made it so that you and I can stay well. Well, let's talk about how that happens. Because in this teaching, we saw how Moses sent 12 spies into the promised land, and they came back, and 10 of them had an evil report. They said, they're giants, they're going to defeat us, we're like grasshoppers, so and so. But Joshua and Caleb had a good report. They said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. You see, they were talking words of faith. The others were talking words of unbelief. And your words will determine how far you go with God. You see, if it's not faith, it's not God. And if it's not God, it's not now.
I have arthritis in my knees. They say I need knee replacement, but I'm searching for a divine healing.
Gotcha.
I have the faith of a divine healing.
Gotcha.
I don't want to have to go to the doctors no
gotcha.
More. All I want to do is come here and
gotcha.
Praise God.
Now put each hand on both knees, on each knee. That's right. There you go. Now say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command
these knees
be made whole
heal
now I command the joints
to function normally
arthritis
pain
bursitis
go
in Jesus' name
thank you Lord
in Jesus' name. That's it. That's it. That's it. Move it.
Praise the Lord. And what we want to do is we want to get God's promises by faith into our lives right now. God wants to heal you now. Now, I'm not talking about next month, next year, a series of treatments. I'm talking about a miracle. I'm talking about His Word coming in your life and healing you at once. Praise God. Woo, boy, I'm telling you, I get excited myself. The address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to really get this series, because what you have to do is you have to retrain your subconscious mind. See, we're believing what has been programmed inside of us, and we've been believing in gradual treatments. Well, let's come back to the at once. Praise God. Let us go up at once. Let it manifest immediately, because God has no time. He can do it right now. Glory to God. Isn't that some good stuff? Well, get the teachings from the address and phone number on your screen. Call us right away. We've got people ready to take that order, and they're going to give it to you. We're going to turn it right around, because we know you want this teaching now. Now, it may be somebody in your family that needs it, or a relative that you know, another person in some church somewhere that has not getting these teachings. Buy it for them. Sow a seed into their lives. Everybody will be blessed. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Sickness, disease, pain. But Christ paid the price. So you're redeemed.
Faith is not, I'm going to get healed. If you say, I'm going to get healed, you will never get healed by the divine power of God. You have to bring it into the now. You got to say, by his stripes, I am healed.
Dr. Bill Winston uncovers the provision of healing in God's redemptive plan with this dynamic series entitled Redeemed from Sickness. Order this powerful series today, and Dr. Bill Winston will teach you why healing is a part of your inheritance. The power of speaking the word of God. How condemnation can block the healing power of God, and much more.
So I can speak to cancer.
Hallelujah!
And faith goes all the way down to the look.
To order your copy of Redeemed from Sickness, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. God's plan of redemption covered every sickness, every disease, and every pain. Now it's up to you, and it's time for you to understand that you've been redeemed from sickness. Order your copy of Redeemed from Sickness today. Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. Decisions come from your thought life. Your most dominant thought determines the direction you move in, who you become, and what you obtain. As a man thinketh, so is he.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
God thinks big. And he got you in this earth not to think small, but he wants you to think big.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking, transform your life. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. For information on visiting our satellite churches located in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Tuskegee, Alabama, visit our website at www.billwinston.org. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries.